Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo, MS. And by we, I mean Steve Jordahl. Steve Paisley, yeah. Jordahl.
Hey, good morning.
Wearing a floral shirt today, are
yep,
you?
Yep, one of my Madagascar shirts.
You ought to start a line of clothing called Steve's Madagascar Shirts.
Except that somebody's already got that line. That's what I bought it from. Well, it wasn't Steve's. But yeah, I could. You know, I was at a worship service last night that they had in over near Smithville and
Mississippi,
and someone came up to me afterwards and they were saying, oh, that's a nice shirt. It's not Paisley, but it's a nice shirt. I said, it's one of my Madagascar shirts. Oh, I was wondering what that looked like. Well, now you know. You can find that by tuning in online, folks.
Well, Ray, I've affectionately called Steve many times Steve Paisley Jordahl, so, because he oft wears Paisley.
Yeah. You know? He models the Paisley fashion.
He harkens back to the...
That's even better.
He harkens back to the mid-70s.
That was my heyday, man. I grew up in the mid-70s.
Harkens back.
Let me check you. You wearing bell-bottoms down there?
I am not, but I have had bell-bottoms.
Got sandals on?
No, but I did have one of those polyester suits back in the day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you have a polyester suit, Ray?
Oh, I did. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. I wouldn't dare to wear one outside today. But boy, back in the day, they were beautiful.
Bell bottoms. They were about a year or two only, but they were like smack dab in the middle of the '70s, right? 74, 75, right in there, weren't they?
Yeah, big wide ones too. You know that, and you're. You have to be careful walking. You trip yourself up on your own bell bottoms.
Oh, man.
By the way, at that same service, I met the guy who is the new, who is the current lead singer of the band Orleans. Do you remember from the 70s, Orleans?
Dance with me.
Yes.
Yeah, that I remember one. That. I remember them.
He lives about a mile from here, and he's a big AFR fan.
Still the one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The lead singer?
Well, okay, so the guy that started the band, who was their lead singer for years, is now 80 years old, and he's off the road.
Gotcha.
So they still do these concerts. He says they tour with Little River Band and Firefall, I think it is. And anyway, they do concerts, and they've hired him to come and lead do the lead vocals. So he's been with them for maybe a year or two, I guess.
Awesome. That's great. That's some great music, that mid-70s soft rock.
And the guy works with kids here in town, or out in Smithville, Mississippi, and he loves the Lord.
Amen. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. All right, what news story do you have for us?
All right. Let's talk about the pushback we're starting to see to the woke culture. This is, you can talk about Bud Light. We can talk about Jason Aldean, and we will in a minute maybe. But I want to talk about school districts. And you know how we've been telling you that school districts around the country, some of them have been encouraging their students to pursue the transgender thing. They have closets where they can change their clothes once they get to school. They can hide it from the parents. In fact, the policy of many of the school districts is to hide any change that they're helping the kids with from the parents so that they can, in case the parents don't want it or they think they're doing, well, they think they're grooming the child. Shh. But it's we're starting to get pushback on that, too. I want to take you to Chino Valley, California. That's in...
Where is that?
I think it's in Southern California. I should know, huh? I should have looked it up. I think it's in Southern California. Anyway, it's a...
Look it up real quick.
I am. So at the... they were considering a sorry, I'm typing and looking at the same time. They were considering a policy that said, no, we're not going to hide the child's gender decisions from parents. If the child wants to be transgender at school, we're going to let the parent know because it's the parent's child. So that's the here we go. Chino Hills. Sorry about this. Chino Hills is, yep, Southern California in the hills.
Out of Anaheim. It's not, okay, but it's out of L.A.
It's out of L.A.
It's up where, and there's some sane people that live there.
Could be. There might be. And in fact, they are here. So anyway, they are having a school board meeting, and the department, the guy that's the
Secretary of Education, is he an undersecretary?
No, no. What he is this is the wrong. There he is. He's the superintendent of schools, California. His name is Tony.
For the whole state?
For the whole state. The California State Superintendent of Schools. His name is Tony Thurman.
He's out of Sacramento, and he flies all the way down or drives all the way down to this little town?
He does.
To address the school board? Because why?
Because the school board is saying we want parents to know what's going on with their kids, and the state wants the parents to not know. The state wants the children to be able to.
So what we're about to hear is this state official.
Yes.
Again, his name is what?
Tony Thurman.
And he's at the microphone. This is pretty. If folks want to listen to this. This is what happened at the school board meeting.
Yeah.
It's the
Chino Valley School District.
Okay. So they're having a school board meeting.
Yes.
And this big wig comes down from Sacramento, yep, state capitol, and he's about to lecture these school board members
He does lecture them. Yes.
So that's what we're about to hear.
We are. But his time is up. And the other person you're going to hear in here is the school board president, Sonia Shaw. Let's listen.
All right, let's get ready to rumble.
Cut nine.
I stand before you as a proud American, as a man of faith, and I come before you as a parent tonight. I ask you to consider this, that nearly half of students who identify as being LGBTQ+ are considering suicide. I ask you to consider this, that the policy that you consider tonight not only may fall outside of the laws that respect privacy and safety for our students, but may put our students at risk because they may not be in homes where they can be safe.
Time. Tony Thurman, I appreciate you being here tremendously. But here's the problem. We're here because of people like you. You're in Sacramento proposing things that pervert children. You had a chance to come and talk to me, Tony. By all means, you had a chance to come talk to me. You are the very reason why we're in this.
May I have, as a point of order, as the board president.
No order, this is not your meeting. You may have a seat, because if I did that to you in Sacramento, you would not accept it. Please sit.
May I get a point of order?
You're not gonna blackmail us. You already sent us a blackmailing letter on previous things. You'll not bully us here in Chino.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Wow. Wow. And that was the woman was the, she's the
school board.
President.
President, wow. School board.
For her. Boy, she wasn't taking anything from that guy.
No.
There's some pushback going to the woke.
Yeah, and that's in California.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good.
But here's what's happening around the country. A lot of parents who have kids in public schools now are learning that this LGBTQ agenda is being pushed on their kids, and a lot of times, unbeknownst to the parents, parents are saying no. A lot of parents are saying no. That's not appropriate, and that's our job, okay, to teach kids about sex and sexuality, not yours. And so you need to teach them reading, writing, arithmetic, and other skills that will help them in life and get them ready for college or an occupation, but not pushing this stuff, which, quite frankly, many parents have moral objections to and religious objections to. And so good. And so he was trying to guilt trip them there, Ray.
Boy, and that was a pretty powerful word she used, too. You've come here to pervert our kids. She's exactly right. It is moral and spiritual perversion what they are trying to do. And God bless her for having the courage to call him out.
I also think that I don't know what happened there when she used the word blackmail. She said, we got a letter and you're here.
Well, I'll tell you what it might be. I don't know for sure. But did you see the story about Governor Newsom fining?
The governor of California.
The governor of California fined a school district, Temecula Valley School District, which is also in Southern California. He fined them $1.5 million because the school district decided not to put a book in the library that talked about Harvey Milk. Now, unless you think that they just are being anti-gay or whatever, because Harvey Milk was the first openly homosexual person to be elected to a position in California. He also is universally understood that he, when he was in New York, was having a relationship with an underage child, 16-year-old boy, when he was in his 30s. And that's why they didn't want him in here, because he's not a good example to the kids.
Well, here the bottom line is that the governor of California has issued a fine to this school. What school district?
Temecula Valley. Okay. What the hell is going on?
Okay, so I'll bet you the blackmail letter that she was talking about, probably that guy, the school superintendent from
Tony Thurman.
From Sacramento, probably came down to tell him, either you teach this or you're going to be cut off from funding.
I'm
guessing.
You don't like what happened in Temecula Valley, right? We'll do the same thing to you here.
Right, right. I tell you, you know, California... there's a lot of wonderful people in California and a lot of great towns and communities like this one.
Yep.
But the state is controlled by L.A. and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And now the 100%. state capital is in Sacramento, but the two big cities are San Francisco, and San Diego is also a huge metropolitan place. But San Francisco and L.A., they basically run Sacramento, and it's all far lefty stuff.
They have gamed the system, the Democrats have, so that the Republicans in California seem to be a permanent
right.
minority party.
Yeah.
Between redistricting.
Well, go ahead.
No, between redistricting and other legal maneuvers to disenfranchise Republicans, basically, there is a vast majority of liberals and Democrats that run everything in California. They're having their way. So if you want to know what this country would look like if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and AOC and those whole group of people in Washington, D.C. had their way, look at California. Look at the debt that they're in. Look at the social chaos that's going on in San Francisco and other places. That's what you get.
I read, Ray, where I want to think 500,000 people left California last year.
At least.
Can you imagine that?
At least, yeah.
500,000 people, and not only individual families and people are leaving because of politics has gotten so far left, but also businesses are in mass exodus because of the regulations and the taxation.
And right? Because of the chaos, the shoplifting.
Well, we see these corporations, these drugstore chains and Walmarts and stuff moving out of places like San Francisco because it has become either the regulations have become too burdensome or it's just not safe to do business there anymore.
San Francisco's collapsing.
Yeah.
I mean, you read these stories and it is so bad.
It's so sad.
Well, that's what happens to you if you go with the socialistic form of government.
And which is what they want to do nationwide. But that used to be my favorite place to go visit the city. If somebody came to visit from out of state, we'd get in a car and we'd go up to the city. We call it the city.
That's San Francisco. From where you live, where you grew up.
That was about 70 miles south on the Monterey Bay.
Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz.
Anyway, we would go all the way up there and we'd have there was so much fun stuff to do up in San Francisco.
Right.
Fisherman's Wharf, great clam chowder. The hotels.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
All of that stuff. It's the Pier 39 and just tons of stuff. Fisherman, Ghirardelli chocolates.
They ride on the trolleys and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So much to do.
And I wouldn't go there now.
It's very dangerous.
So
what
sad.
They're saying. I'm talking about in San Francisco.
Yep.
All right. Well, good for that school board for standing up to the pressure from the state. Next story.
All right. Hey, you guys, I bet about a month ago, nobody, maybe very few people in this audience, in our audience, would know who Jason Aldean is. But I bet they've heard of him now.
He's a country music right. star.
He is a country music star. And now I wouldn't recommend all of his music, but he...
You listened to all of it?
I've listened to every single song and analyzed it in depth. Okay. Guess what AI could do for you? No.
He's in some controversy because why?
Well, he has a song out. It's called Not In... Try That in the Small Town. I'm going to play a little bit of it so you can hear this. This is the song that is causing controversy. They say it's racist. Now, in this song, if you look at the video, he has video of all of the disruption, the 2020 BLM riots, cities in flames, people robbing stores, all the woke crime that you're seeing in these major cities. Saying, try that in a small town. That's what the name of his song is. Listen to a little bit of Cut 10.
Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough? Well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Yeah,
that's the song.
That's the song, and it's about all the mayhem. And we talked about San Francisco collapsing.
Yep.
Okay, in big cities all over America, it's getting really hard for the people who live there. Crime is just rampant, it's out of control, violent crime. And what he's referencing there is all the violence and mayhem. Try that in a small town. It doesn't work because people there won't tolerate it. That's what he's saying.
There's a whole part of the country. We sometimes call it flyover country. Small towns, patriotic, love the police. They just, it's old America like you used to remember it. And they're still around. They're just not getting a lot of press. That's what he's singing about.
Well, yeah, that's what he's singing about. Anyway, the controversy was, I don't call it controversy. I don't think he did anything wrong. But the controversy, Ray, from the left, is that he is showing video footage we just played the audio from part of the song, but in the video from the song, he shows the some of the riots from
2020.
2020 across
the quote peaceful
mostly yeah, peaceful right?
riots
and, mostly peaceful right
and they're saying because you showed that you're what is it racist
it's racist yeah they're calling him racist they shot some of this outside of a courthouse they draped an American flag over it it's a courthouse it's been in many media movies and shows but at some point they had a lynching.
1920s.
Yeah, they had something to do with lynching. They're trying to latch onto anything they can to try to cancel this guy. And they're not having it. This song is now number one, and it's number one because of the pushback, I believe, to the woke agenda.
Yeah, just what happened was Country Music Television banned it. That's what started this. Yep. They banned the video. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, the same people who are criticizing Jason Aldean, who there's nothing wrong with the video, and, but you know, nothing wrong with the song, the same people who are criticizing him got no problem with rap music that glorifies sex and violence and gang activities every day, all day, on radio. Not all rap music glorifies those things, but a lot of it does. I mean, and, you know, people don't say anything about that. They don't want to cancel artists because of that. So I think it's as much ado about nothing. It's false controversy being promoted by the... what's surprising to me was, Ray, though, this is Country Music Television that canceled, and they're getting slammed. I mean... Mm-hmm. By people who, you know, are fans of country music
Yeah, is CMT going to become the next Bud Light?
That's right. the question everybody's asking.
I know. Well, I know that I saw where Blake Shelton came out and said he supports Jason Aldean on this one. This is unfair.
No surprise, Ted Nugent.
And so, yeah, and some other artists.
Kid Rock, I think.
Yeah. All right, we got 5 minutes. Are you going to go ahead, Steve?
Well, let's talk.
What's another Jason Aldean song? Do you know another?
I studied all of them and then promptly forgot all of them. No,
he's
I don't know.
Listen, I don't listen to country music today, but I'm, as I said, I follow pop culture and I know who he is, and he's a mega star. I mean, Ray, he's one of the
top. He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's a superstar. He's a country music superstar, Jason Aldean. I don't. You know, they're not going to be able to cancel him. All right?
This is rebounded, blown up in their faces. They thought they were going to cancel him. It's made him – he's entered into the consciousness of the bigger society outside country music. It's only going to help his career.
I read about him. He last night, was because about this story that I was reading about Jason Aldean, he's like 45. He grew up in Macon, Georgia, and sometime with his dad in Homestead, Florida. I think his parents were divorced. And his dad would leave him a guitar while he went to work. His dad would go to work, leave his son at home, and gave him a guitar, and he basically self-taught how to play. And he started playing like in bands when he was in his teens, and then began to sing, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
That didn't happen for me. Did it happen? Didn't you? You sing, but do you play any instruments?
I play the guitar a little bit. I haven't played in a minute because I've got some arthritis going on in my hand. But I play guitar.
You play an instrument, Ray? You played in the marching band in high school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did, and I play trombone only in the theoretical sense. I last picked one up about 50 years ago. They told me to put it down. Nobody's asked me to pick it up since.
Yeah, but there's not, outside of the marching band in high school, college, there's not much future in a trombone.
Unless you're going to be singing about an orchestra or something, no.
I mean, nobody goes to Nashville with a trombone aspirations, right?
They may go there, but they're working at a car wash somewhere or a Waffle House.
They're not playing in a bar in Nashville hoping to make the big time with the trombone.
Unless you're playing Chicago.
Unless that's
true.
The brass.
The brass section in Chicago. Right. He's making a good living.
Duly noted, Steve.
Right. Well done.
Yes. You can find a brass band out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
That's right.
Hey, let me just say this as we leave. You know how they're shipping illegal immigrants to New York, and New York doesn't like it anymore? Mm-hmm. Someone looked out their window, and the Statue of Liberty now has, instead of the torch, has a new sign. It's pointing to New Jersey. Thanks to the Babylon Bee.
We'll be here all week, folks.
Will you be here all week, Ray?
Tomorrow and Thursday.
You're going to be here tomorrow and Thursday?
Yeah.
You promise?
I promise. I won't be anywhere else.
All right. All right, my thanks to Ray and Steve and let's see who else was here. Chris.
Jayla.
Jayla. Brent Creeley, our producer. Ed will be back tomorrow, I think. Is Ed back tomorrow? Yeah, he'll be back Wednesday. Claims his air conditioner's broke, so he couldn't come in this morning. But you know what? I believe him. I don't think people fake air conditioning being out to miss work, do they?
No.
That would be. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.